This is Mucho Radio. I am Marat, your Impact Show host. Our guest is Tara Taylor, co-founder and chair of the Union of Black Artists Society. Tara Taylor is from East Preston, Nova Scotia. She's a film festival director, best known as Emerging Lens Culture Film Festival co-founder, as well as an artist, fashion designer, and more. Welcome, Tara Taylor, to Mucho Radio. To begin this interview, can you tell us more about yourself?
My name is Tara Taylor, and I am a creative entrepreneur. What my main jobs are is I'm a producer, I'm a screenwriter, I write musical theater, I'm a singer, so I write, like I said, musical theater and songs and animation, all those things. And I have folks on the team that also are fashion moguls and, you know, that type of thing, visual painters, authors. And so what Black Above the Line is a flagship program that Union of Black Artists Society, the Black Artists Union, has created. And so what that program does, along with Charles Taylor Theater and Breaking Through the Screens, is it teaches above the line and below the line positions in the creative industries. And so that's we're partnered with iMove Media, that's Sobaz Benjamin, as well as our education partner is Nova Scotia College of Art and Design. And so we do that training there in the summertime. They create some work, like two or three shorts, and they get screened and all that good stuff and ready to go into the world.
Who exactly are the union members?
Who we represent now, like I said, theater, film, fashion, music, visual art, and authors, books, that kind of thing. And so what that means is that people can pop on to Union of Black Artists Society, so unionofblackartists.com, and just basically see the history of what has been done so far. So far, we also launched in Vancouver, BC. So out there, those folks are going to be creating a short as well, just to have a credit under their belt. So the main things of the reason why this program exists is to get people into the union and grow their career. So, for example, the actors, they become a part of Actor Maritimes, that union, and also the crew, they become a part of local 849 IATSE. And so we're working towards the Directors Guild of Canada. So all the unions that currently exist, we want our membership to partake of that, and to be in the union if they want to be, or to create their own opportunities as producers and making their own work for us to all, you know, live, work, and play.
What does the union stand for?
Is protection. Better working rates and that type of thing. So that's what we stand for. So because it's like a gig economy and it's not a traditional, big company per se, when they are working, we want to make sure that they're being paid properly. So this program has taken about 4 to 5 years to grow. So we're definitely on the right path and creating that pipeline from training to then learning to then shadowing to then, you know, working to creating and that kind of thing. And so the union is there to create that protective platform when they work, getting paid properly and whatnot. And so, and we're still making it up as we go along. So all of the things, the holes in the industry that we discover, we also work with, the CRTC to get some more black broadcast stations, that type of stuff. We know that we, in distribution, black distribution companies, because that's also where, you know, the end of the pipeline, you want to go through and make work great, but what do people do? Pop it on YouTube, pop it on a website. You know, you want to get it out there for worldwide distribution as well. So we're also closing that gap and bridging the gap to that avenue as well.
What, in your opinion, makes Nova Scotia so special?
It's our authentic storytelling. Definitely that, you know, bar none. So it's, you know, I love the way that a lot of our artists think when they create. It's not just based in trauma. It's not based in, you know, like we're proud of our past and what has happened, but people are coming up with horror stories or scientific stories or fantasy stories and that kind of thing. So I just love the fact that they're tackling what is in their heart's desire and what they really want to create, and sharing it with the world. That's what I'm most proud of. And that's what I strive to get, to bring out of them as artists.
What is coming here in Halifax for conferences and festivals?
We actually just had one that just was here, just a few days ago. So that's, I'm on the board of Black Women Film Canada. That's a federal organization founded by Ella Cooper. And she's also a powerhouse in the film industry. She's a director herself and a producer herself as well. And so what happened was we did I was a part of a panel called The Power of Storytelling and Community. And that was along with the beautiful Sylvia Hamilton, as well as Wendy Wilson. And we just were amongst, there's a program that we're running currently for producers, and they've just gone through a slew of different workshops. And, I'm trying to think of the producers off the top of my head that were part of the program. Karen Wenzel, that's local, as well as Jackie Brown from Peep Media. And so they are just amazing producers that basically imparted their knowledge to these new and upcoming emerging producers. And there was one from Halifax, that's Shanice Lord, and then the rest of them were from three other provinces across Canada. So it's lovely for them to come to the East Coast to see what we're doing out here and what we can offer out here. They also had a tour of CBC, so they got to see, at least that part, our public producer. So it was a really lovely opportunity for them to come down to the East Coast. They were here last year doing a retreat with our local producers just to see, what was the future of Black people in producing and the above the line screenwriting and directing and all that kind of thing. So there was that retreat first, and then now the implementation of this program. And so people will have to realize that's what you start with. You start with the producer, because when you have a Black and Brown producer, then you have Black and Brown team and Black and Brown people on the screen. And so it trickles down from there. We actually have, give hats off to the Fabian Colas Foundation, because that's their Halifax Black Film Festival. And myself and Shelley Fashion founded the Emerging Lens Cultural Film Festival. They're actually the first few years of that festival, we were Black only, but now we're a cultural festival. So as long as you're working and featuring, Black and BIPOC, actors or film or crew or whatnot, then you can still get into our festival. So we're coming up in April. This is our 16th year consecutively. We're very proud of that, because I remember back in the day when people were telling us, gee, how are you guys going to have enough films to show each year? Because there's not that many people here. I'm like, oh, yeah, exactly. There's not that many. So we have to grow them and develop them. And that's what has happened over the last 16 years. And that's another one of the reasons for the Black Above the Line and Breaking Through the Screens, is that, now we have a body of Black creatives that are in union, that are independent, that are creating work for us to screen every year, and they're just doing phenomenal. And so what happens with the films from Black Above the Line is that they get screened in the next year's Emerging Lens. So we'll get to see what was shot last year. Beautiful film called Down Home Love, that was written by Guy Lee Johnson, Kardeisha Provo, and Asia Sparks, all local girls. So it's just really a proud moment to screen the local work that's happening here. So yeah, very proud of the Emerging Lens. And we're actually a Canadian Screen Awards qualifying festival. So when you screen with us, then you have that qualifying to get into the CSAs, and those are our Canadian awards.
What is your message to young girls and boys who want to join the film industry?
Keep on keeping on, and understand that gift was put there for a reason. There's many ways that we carry our histories forward. We carry it through medicine. We carry it through history books. We carry it through, oral storytelling. And these are the ways that artists have to carry our history through and to honor our culture, through movies, through theater, through film, through music. These are our ways that we carry it forward. So don't think that when you have an idea or something, it's there by mistake. It's not. That was given to you by the ancestors. It was given to you by, your previous family, like ancestors. It was given to you for a reason, to carry forward your stories, your family stories, your community stories. That's why it was given to you. So my message is, keep writing stories, keep singing stories, keep moving on.
Now you, Tara Taylor, who and what is your inspiration in arts as a multidisciplinary creator such as yourself?
I think I've been holding the pen since I was in the womb, so... and some crayons and markers, but I actually was painting since I was about 14, 15 years old, and always knew that I wanted to express myself in those ways, because I wasn't a huge conversationalist at the time. I did sing still then. I was like in the, you know, the youth, we call it the BYF, the Baptist Youth Fellowship. I was singing in my choir with my cousins when I got baptized, and, you know, I was painting still, and I remember I was 16, and there was a dealer from Vancouver who bought my very first oil painting, you know, I realized, like, what, people do that? And then when I started, you know, I was writing stories in like grade 8 and that kind of thing. So every, like the earliest memories, I was doing some form of art. And so I realized, okay, well, it's got to be for a reason. I just didn't know really what to do. I had no guidance. And so it's not to say people weren't there. It's just, I didn't really know what was going on with that. I thought that you were supposed to just, you know, I don't know, go to school, go to university. I was in university, but I was still doing theater and whatnot, right? So what did I take? I took criminology. I'm not doing that. I also took engineering. I'm not doing that. So I'm doing art full time. So at that early age, I was wondering and searching, like, why does this exist inside of me, right? And then when I realized the why and started doing more of it and seeing success because of it, I'm like, oh, okay, so how do I help others discover that? Because we don't, like, it's art. And that's not just in the Black community. That's overall. Art is just not taken serious. But yet, when those politicians go home after they win the big whatever, or, you know, like a hockey player wins a big game, or like a person who's a manager at RBC goes home at the end of the day, at the Royal Bank goes home at the end of the day, what do? They sit down to a movie, or they might go take in a show, or do you understand? So why isn't art taken just as serious? And so that's my passion, and that's my drive, that's my inspiration.
Thank you, Tara Taylor, for being with us on Mood Show Radio.
Thank you for having me. Have a good day.